Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm sure you've heard about the horrific earthquake which struck Turkey on the 6th of February. As I'm recording this, over 25,000 people have been confirmed dead, and many, many more will be reported so in the coming weeks. Tens of thousands have been injured, and the UN is now saying that at least 870,000 people need food urgently, while millions of people across Turkey and Syria have been made homeless. This is an appeal for you to donate to one of the various charities which are rushing to the scene at this moment to help the survivors. I'm going to give you a little more information about what happened, and then I'll give you a list of charitable organizations who you can donate to. If you want to donate right now rather than listen to me talk, then all this information is at the website thehistoryofbyzantium.com and on social media. So, briefly, at 1 a.m. on the 6th of February, an earthquake hit southeast Turkey. The epicenter was just south of the Taurus Mountains, near modern Gaziantep. The quake was measured at 7.8 on the moment magnitude scale, which is very high. Tremors below 2.5 are not usually felt, while those over 8 cause catastrophic damage. Since it was the middle of the night, many people were asleep and trapped in collapsing buildings. Then, just 9 hours later, an aftershock struck some 60 miles to the north in the mountains themselves. This aftershock was measured at 7.5. There are likely to be more aftershocks. The results have been devastating. This is a region we know very well from the podcast. The damage has spread out north towards Malatya, Melitene, and south towards Aleppo and Antakya, Antioch, as well as east and west towards Adana in what we would call Cilicia. Many people are in a desperate situation, having lost their families, homes, and businesses. They need shelter, they need food, they need sanitation, they need medical help. It is very cold in that region right now, and the damage has spread over the border to Syria, where, of course, a terrible civil war has been raging for many years. So I would urge you to donate to the relief effort. You have a number of options. You may have campaigns being run in your own country by reputable organizations. So here in the UK, the Disaster Emergency Committee have launched an appeal that has already raised millions. This is an organization which brings a group of charities together, in this case groups like Oxfam, Save the Children, Tear Fund, Islamic Relief, amongst many others. Visit dec.org.uk/appeals to find out more. If you want to help specific groups directly, I have three who've been recommended to me by friends and listeners. The White Helmets are volunteers who've been operating in Syria for many years now. They help evacuate people from dangerous areas and offer medical help. Find them at whitehelmets.org. The next is AKUT, Search and Rescue Association. That's AKUT. They are a non-governmental organization offering emergency and disaster relief to people in Turkey. go to akut.org to find out more. Finally, APAP, an independent civilian organization who offer disaster relief across Turkey. That's A-H-B-A-P. This is the organization that the kind listener who prompted me to make this appeal recommends. So check them out at ahbap.org. And as I say, there are links on the website that will take you directly to the relevant pages. Anything you can give will help people in need. And the sooner we all give, the more chance we have of doing good. I've been advised to encourage people to give to non-state organizations and verified charities only. All of this information, as I say, is available at thehistoryofbyzantium.com. I will be back soon to talk more about this with friend of the show, Catherine Pangonis. I interviewed her in episode 238. She's the author of the book Queens of Jerusalem. She's traveled extensively in this region of Turkey, and so she's going to be able to talk more about the situation and some of the damage to historical and cultural sites. We may be joined by some guests and possibly even hear from people in Turkey about what the situation is like on the ground. Thank you for listening, and please do consider donating if you can.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.